T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chad Millman of the Action Network. The Action Network, if you're looking for any kind of an edge right now, especially if you're, you know, thinking about horse racing and whatever, you can download the free Action Network app, get live odds and expert analysis for every game with the Action Network. I highly recommend it. And Chad joins us this morning on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Morning to you, Chad.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
How you doing?
I am pretty good, actually.
So, Chad, with that being said, you heard George Shea talking about competitive eating. Do you think people are going to be betting on this competitive eating competition Friday?
Oh, Hugh, as we discussed, there are games being played that will be made.
Silly man. Of course
you
they are.
You walked right into that one, buddy. yeah, of course people are going to bet on it. It's, you answered up the topic from Bet Online, which is an offshore book, so we don't really have much to do with it. But, anytime you get Joey Chestnut and you get eating and you get the opportunity to bet on it, people are going to take advantage of it. I can't tell you how much has been bet on it at this point, but look, there's a jonesing for any kind of action at all. You know, Taiwan Baseball League and the Nicaraguan Soccer League. So certainly those are games that nobody knows any of the players. If you're getting something like Joey Chestnut, which feels sort of like a novelty act, even though it's a pretty intense competition, people are getting excited to bet on it.
Chad Millman with the Action Network. Going into the break, Chad, I gave you guys a little bit of credit. We talked a lot about a story that came out of your Action Network at actionnetwork.com about the NFL draft and some of the do's and don'ts that the draft picks are going to face when it comes to what they are eating or drinking or wearing when they're on camera during the draft coming up next Thursday night, and yet a laundry list of things that could get them either kicked off camera or in a little bit of trouble because of the fact that the NFL has all these, you know, agreements in place. You can't drink a Coke because they're a Pepsi League, for example. You know, you have to wear, you can't wear, you know, some kind of unapproved, logo of a, you know, on your shirt or anything like that. I mean, there are strict rules regarding this in the NFL draft, and you guys kind of had that story.
Yeah, look, it's going to cost players a significant amount of money because they're learning firsthand how much the NFL likes to control its image, how the NFL likes to control who's being branded and partnered with the NFL. And, you know, Dan Revell reported this story, and it could potentially cost players who are being sort of piped in and streamed in for the draft up to $50,000 in sponsorship opportunities because the NFL is being very strict about the brands that the players are allowed to sort of be visual when they're on camera. It's pretty interesting for sort of first experience that a lot of these guys are going to be having when it comes to the NFL and how strict they are about the way they're portrayed.
You know, Chad, we were talking about this the other day. I don't know if you know this for certain, but aren't those the brands that would probably be in the green room when the players are already in there? And so that's one of the reasons why they're trying to be so strict about what they can have and cannot have?
Exactly, right? Like these brands would have paid for placement wherever in Vegas this upcoming next week to make sure that they were getting sort of prominent sort of time on camera. And so I think they're just trying to adhere to those rules, even though they're not going to have a strict control over the environment.
Talking with Chad Millman, of course, he is the expert at the Action Network, actionnetwork.com. If you're looking for that edge, it's a you know, an app that you can get, certainly, and one that we highly recommend here. We're talking about some of the action here. PGA announced yesterday, Chad, that it's going to have its first event on June 11th. No fans. Fort Worth, Texas. They're going to have the Charles Schwab in Fort Worth, Texas. They're going to invite all the big names out there and play golf on camera on June 11th. Would you take action not only on that event, obviously, of course you would, but would you take action on whether or not that event comes off right now, like a future bet? Will the PGA actually play this event or no?
That's a great question. I hadn't even thought about that. I feel really confident it's going to happen. I don't think you'll see action on whether or not the tournament actually tees off. I'm just so excited about the official announcement that, like, you know, we're 2 months out and we're already planning our golf coverage for, you know, a PGA event in June in Dallas as if it's the Super Bowl. Like, we cannot wait for this thing. And I think, like, now there's rumors about the MLS coming back in June. There's rumors about baseball coming back in July. Like, there's a lot of sort of decent news that is coming out that I think is going to get people excited. I think that golf is one of those sports where I feel most confident when they set a date, they can hit it, as opposed to something like MLS, which has moved theirs around a little bit, or even baseball, which obviously has been hesitant to commit to a date. Just because golf, look, like, there's fewer players involved. There's fewer people needed to organize a tournament. The logistics are a little bit easier than what's entailed for putting together on a team sport event. So I would feel pretty confident that it's going to happen.
We're talking to Chad Millman.
Go ahead, Hugh.
We're talking to Chad Millman of Action Network, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get the odds, get the live odds and expert analysis for every game on the WaveForward.com hotline. With the NFL draft coming up next week, who's getting the most action as a draft prospect in what spot?
All Tua, all the time, Hugh. It is a Tua-focused draft. Like, you could talk about Joe Burrow, and there's just not as much sort of anticipation for where he will go, right? There's just not as much drama or mystery. Whereas, like, Tua, is there going to be a trade? Are the Dolphins going to go to number three? Will the Chargers go to number three? Will they stand still? Will the Lions even take a trade at number three? So there is so much drama around where Tua is going to go. Is he going to be top five? Will he go in the sixth? Will he go and pick number six to the Chargers? That's where all the action is happening right now. That and, like, you know, how many receivers will be taken in the first round? And will Ohio State players be taken, you know, will two be taken in the top five? There's interesting sort of secondary elements there, but it's really about Tua.
What kind of odds could I get, Chad, on Joe Burrow, back to him, that he will not go to Cincinnati, he will go somewhere that Cincinnati would trade that pick?
You know, I'd have to dig deep, and I'd have to look for that. I can't find it off the top of my head, but okay. I do know that Joe Burrow going number one right now is at about minus 1,000. So Joe Burrow not going number one would be a pretty big upset, and I would think that you could get decent numbers on that. But I'm not able to sort of flip through and find the exact number while I'm vamping here.
Yeah, no, I understand. I didn't mean to put you on the spot here, but boy, that's the kind of bet that, you know, it's so stupid that I would do, because it's just $20 that I would have fun with. Because if I got, like you, if I got like 100-1 or 200-1, you know, odds that Joe Burrow wouldn't be the number one pick, I'd put $20 on, going, okay, I can win $4,000 here. Take Chase Young. Take Chase Young.
Yeah, you'd be
shock everybody.
That.
Take Chase Young.
Yeah, you'd be hoping something that'd
You're
never
not
happen.
Wrong, but that's why people are getting so excited about betting on the draft. Number one, there's nothing else to bet on. Number two, there is sort of this opportunity with some of these longer shots to put a couple bucks down, and there's a big payoff. And in the end, like, the loss isn't that great, but the return is so big, so people get excited about that.
Yeah, that's why I'm not any good at this, at the gambling part of it, Chad, because that's what I do. I'm always the one guy that walks into the horse race and say, okay, who's 99-1?
Right, exactly.
I want the big payday.
You're not alone, my friend.
You know, I don't want to bet, you know, $20 and win $25. That's so fun. Oh, I got my money back plus $5. Big deal.
ROI, like consistent ROI, is not a consideration. We want big money or no money.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because that's why it's gambling, you know? I mean, it's sort of like if you're playing, you know, video poker or something, you put a dollar into the machine or $1.25 into the machine, you don't want to win $2.50. You want to win $2,000. You know, that's the whole point of it. You want jackpot.
No one's gambling to pay for the subway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're trying to get some life changing money or some evening changing money. Yeah, change your evening on you. Yeah, exactly.
All right, Chad, it's always a pleasure. Where can the fans find you?
Check us out at Action Network HQ on Twitter, at Action Network HQ on Twitch. You can follow me at Chad Millman, fellas.
Absolutely. No more push-ups planned, right?
No. We do need a new one. So if you have any ideas, let me know. But I do think it's time for a new physical challenge.
I think of something. Something burpees or something like that. Burpee challenge. That'd be a good one.
Could you do one in your place? Could you do one in, you know?
Don't y'all not about to prostitute me out? I'm not doing that.
Well, I can't do one.
You bring it up, you do it.
Nah. Can John get out of his chair? Yes or no? Plus or minus one to one. Hey, Chad, as always, do appreciate. Thanks.
Thanks, fellas. Talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.